Turn in your Bibles today to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I want to preach this morning on the subject, the holiday that is every day. The holiday that is every day. But now today, for the message that I think highlights what this week is all about, and actually it should highlight what every day is all about, as we think of Thanksgiving. Let me read Ephesians 5 and verse number 20. The Bible says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The holiday that is every day. Let's pray. Our Father, we come to you in prayer this morning and we thank you for this another Lord's Day. Thank you for the heartwarming music. Thank you for the service that we've already enjoyed. And we have enjoyed it because of the presence of the Lord and the person of the Holy Spirit, who we believe today has already blessed this service. Now, Father, bless the preaching of the Word of God at this hour as we as a nation celebrate Thanksgiving this week. Help us to understand, we that know the Lord, that God's people are in a different category altogether. We render thanks every day. We have something to rejoice and to thank God for every day. And help us to understand that a little bit better today. Bless the message. Speak to hearts today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. What do we think of when we think of Thanksgiving Day? Well, one thing we think of, among other things, is Macy's Day Parade, don't we? We think of the Macy's Day Parade, which is a traditional, historical, and significant parade held every year on Thanksgiving Day in New York City. Now, what I'm doing here is I want to make a comparison. I want us to think about something. I believe that Thanksgiving is a holiday that ought to be every day, based upon this verse. Giving thanks always, it says, for all things unto God. Now, coming back to the parade, Macy's Day Parade has a purpose. There's a reason for that parade, as we all know. We know that it is a traditional thing. Also, the Macy's Day Parade is it's for entertainment. All of those floats are entertaining. You have some of them like Bimbo the Clown or whoever. You know, they're entertaining. But also, too, those floats, it's commercially driven. There's a reason, you see. There's businesses that are being represented by those floats. Those floats were expensive, but those floats advertise a business. Now, someone tell me something. At the end of the parade, what is a grand finale? Santa Claus. The end of the parade, he's last. Now, follow me. Let me make a point here. When I think of Thanksgiving in terms of the context of Scripture, in terms of what it represents for God's people, in my mind, I see another parade. I see another parade. But the parade that I see in my mind does not end with Santa Claus. The parade that I see in my mind begins with Jesus Christ. It begins with a conqueror. I'm thinking of Colossians, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances which was against us, which was contrary to us, and taking it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You see, in a Roman parade, when the Romans would go out, and they would do battle, and they would conquer, they'd have a great parade, and in that parade would be the captives that were taken captive. Perhaps in that parade there would be a representation of the spoils of battle. But there would also be a representation of the mighty general who made it possible in leading the Roman army to victory. When I think of Thanksgiving this morning, could I say that Jesus leads the parade, if I can call it that? Because of his accomplishment, because of his victory, because of the cross work, you and I today can be thankful. We can be thankful. I want to say today that this is a holiday. That's every day. Just a few points to get us into the message. Next Thursday is designated as Thanksgiving Day. That's a day that's appointed for the giving of thanks for God's divine goodness. If we go back and look at the history of that date, many are thankful, but a larger amount are unthankful this time of the year. Thanksgiving, when we consider it in the context of the Bible and considering the context of the Christian, let me say today that Thanksgiving is not a legislated thing confined to a day. The symbol of Thanksgiving is not the turkey. And the expression of thanksgiving is not gluttony, not in the context of Scripture. 1621, historically, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Indians shared an autumn harvest feast that is acknowledged today as perhaps one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations held in the colonies. For more than two centuries, days of thanksgiving were celebrated by individual colonies and states. But it was not until 1863, in the middle of the Civil War, that President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a National Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. That's when the day began historically. This verse here reminds us that God's people are to render thanksgiving every day. And furthermore, not only are we to render thanksgiving every day, but we're to be thankful for all things. We're told to be thankful. But I would like to suggest this morning that it should be spontaneous. We should not have to be told to be thankful. It should be spontaneous. It should flow from a heart of gratitude. It should flow from a sense of appreciation of what God has done. Thanksgiving Day as a holiday in a spiritual realm ought to be every day in the lives of God's people. I'm going to give you three reasons this morning why I believe that this is a holiday that is every day for God's people. Our thanksgivings are somewhat shallow. Shallow. Have you ever examined the content of our thanksgiving? Have you ever thought about what we're thankful for? I know this. I know that what we're thankful for is necessary. We, thank God, are thankful for what we have. We're thankful for our health. We're thankful for our families. We're thankful for our homes, as Brenda sang about. We're thankful for a place over our head. We're thankful for shoes on our feet. But most expressions of gratitude are somewhat limited. Somewhat limited. I believe this morning we have things a little bit more higher in nature to be thankful for than just the physical, though. There are things that are in a higher category. You see, all of these things that you and I are subject or are thankful for are subject to change if they be restricted to the physical. Our health can break. Our families can split up. Our bank accounts can run dry. Then what? Are we still thankful? If we're like the prophet Habakkuk, we will be. He gives a list of though these things happen, or they're all negative, though these things happen, yet I will rejoice. Yet I will be thankful. Let me give us three reasons why I believe that Thanksgiving Day is every day for God's people. Number one, because of the source of our thanksgiving. Because of the source of our thanksgiving. Our thanksgiving is directed to a person. to a person. That person is an unchanging Savior. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our thanksgiving is directed to a God who is eternal, a God who is unchanging. That's one reason why we need to have thanksgiving every day, because of the source of our thanksgiving. It's directed to the Lord. He never changes. That means every day we're thanking Him. He never changes. Thanksgiving Day is every day because of its source. Never changes. He is eternal. His goodness is eternal. The 19th century English writer, Harriet Martineau, was an atheist. One day, this atheist was walking with a friend and enjoying the beautiful fall colors. And she suddenly burst out with a statement, "Oh, I'm so grateful." Her Christian friend looked at her and said, "Grateful for whom? Grateful for whom, my dear?" She was an atheist. When she said, "I'm grateful," that's just like it. All the time I'm having to give an illustration and having to explain it. She's an atheist. Grateful for whom? Thank God this morning I want to say our gratitude is to a person. We're not just grateful for what we have. We're grateful for the hands that feeds us. We're grateful for the heart that loves us. We're grateful for the mind that thinks about us. Our blessings today are not simply confined to what they are. They come from a person. They come down from the Father of lights. All good things come from above. Good and perfect gifts. Thanksgiving is every day, because they're directed to a person, because of the source. A gratitude to Him that continues, who always is good to us in spite of what we go through. This past Thursday morning, I didn't want to have to do it, but I had to do it. My brother could not preach the funeral service for his child. He asked me if I'd do it. And I knew I was going to need God's grace and help to do it. But the pastor of that church got up and made a few comments, and here's what he said. Now tie this in with sometimes how we're limited when it comes to what we ask for. God's thoughts are higher above, a lot higher than our thoughts. The preacher said, "We've been praying that God would give Karen a new kidney." But he said, in the end, God gave Karen a new body. Amen. You see, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Our blessings come from the Lord. And in the worst of circumstances and situations in our lives, where nothing seems to make sense, God is still loving us and caring for us and blessing us in spite of that. The verse says, giving thanks always for all things. For all things. Paul and Silas had a midnight praise service in spite of where they happened to be. They were in prison, but they still had a praise service. They were in jail, but they still praised God, served the Lord, were thankful. And the prisoners, by the way, heard them. I believe this morning. When gratitude is perpendicular, it will be horizontal. When our gratitude goes upward, it will be okay on the horizontal level. When we are thankful to God, we're going to be thankful for the blessings that we have. We're going to be thankful for things down here. When we're thankful upwardly, we're going to be thankful in a horizontal level. We need to be thankful today. For whom all blessings flow, they come from the Lord. We ought to be thankful from where all blessings flow. They come to us by a central channel. Do you know that blessings today come to us because of the cross? I believe this morning, if you're a serious student of Scripture, you will find that every blessing we enjoy, all of life itself, we can talk about redemption and move on from there. Everything is tied in with the cross work of Jesus Christ. We're blessed because of what He did. The Bible says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Think about this. Gratitude to God is impossible without a saving knowledge of His Son. It says in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a major point here. We can't be grateful to God if we are not in saving knowledge of His Son. How could we give thanks in a name that we've not confessed? That if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. How can we give thanks to God in the name of Jesus if we have not confessed that name in salvation? The seed of gratitude is to be the heart. And how can gratitude come from a heart that's still defiled by sin? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9. Someone said that gratitude is a memory of the heart. By the way, when we're grateful to God, we will also be grateful for His people. When our gratitude goes upward to the Lord, we're going to be grateful for God's people down here below that we're sitting beside this morning, for example, and that we serve the Lord with together. You've heard this. To live above with saints we love, oh, won't that be glory? But to live below with saints we know, now that's another story. It's like the song sometimes we've sung, where could I go but to the Lord? You remember one part of that verse, of that song? Neighbors are kind. I love them every one. We get along in sweet accord. Give me a break. Think about it. How can we love our neighbors outside the church if we can't love our neighbors inside the church? I've thought about this. And I'm not saying this morning in an arrogant, spiteful way at all. I'm just trying to make a point, maybe using a little humor as a go. I believe sometimes, honestly do, when you stop and think about this, I believe sometimes Hollywood should recruit for actors in Baptist churches. Here's an example of what I mean by this. They stand up in church and they sing, oh, how I love Jesus. And then sometimes, hopefully it's not the case now for any of you, but sometimes then after standing up in church singing, oh, how I love Jesus, then they go home and have lunch on church members. That old buzzard for a preacher. Little girl said, what are we having? Somebody said, they invite the preacher, you've heard this, invite the preacher home. Child, you know, children say what they know. They speak out. What are you having? Somebody asked a little kid, what are you going to feed the preacher? Or what are you having today? We're having buzzard. Why do you say that? Well, Mama said we're having that old buzzard home to eat with us. But now putting it on a serious note, and I hope it will never be true of this church. I really believe this, though, and I've got to tell you this. I believe this is a major reason sometimes why many young people don't want anything to do with church, because they've heard their parents many times rip into church members, including the pastor. You can take that for what it's worth. That's true. Children need to hear in the home reinforcement. Good church. We appreciate the preacher. We appreciate the people. And that goes a long ways. I believe that thanksgiving is every day because it's directed to the person who lives every day. Thanksgiving is every day because of the source. It's to the Lord. Number two, thanksgiving is every day because it's a normal, because of the supply. The supply, not only the source, but the supply. You see, we're blessed every day. Every day we're blessed. We have the blessings of an unending salvation, Christian. We have a salvation that's unending. Let me tell you something this morning. I'm thankful to God for my physical health, but oh, I'm really thankful to God for my spiritual health. I'm thankful to God that I'm able to get up and come to church this morning because I feel pretty good physically, but I'm glad to say this morning, thank God I really feel good spiritually. And there's coming a time I'm not going to feel too good physically because I'm going to die. Just like the rest of you if the trumpet doesn't sound. But I'm going to have a better existence beyond the shore, though. I'm more thankful to that. I'm more thankful today for spiritual health than I am physical health. I really am. The blessings that we have. You know, people just aren't grateful enough. We just don't ponder and think enough about what we have in Christ Jesus if we're saved. We're too negative. We're too negative. A reporter one time was talking to two brick masons. He asked one of them, how do you like your job? The first one said, I hate it. It's the most boring job in the world. Then the same reporter asked the other mason, he said, how do you like your job? He said, it's great. He said, because I see myself building an architectural masterpiece. You had two masons. You had the same situation, but you had two different perspectives. Perspective makes a difference. Attitude of gratitude. Thanksgiving is not just of the lips. Thanksgiving is of the living. It's to be a way of life. It's a holiday every day because of its source. It's a holiday every day because of supply. Thanksgiving is an attitude, a natural part of Christian character because the Bible says, give thanks. It's a command. It's actually an imperative. Giving thanks is not an option for a serious Christian. It is a command. This command is in the present tense. So the instruction is, keep on giving thanks. Keep the thanksgiving flowing. Keep on giving thanks. Then I come to my third point. The holiday every day because of the source. The holiday every day because of the supply. The holiday every day because of the Scriptures. Right here it is, giving thanks always for all things. The Scripture, giving thanks. Also it says, for all things. For all things. Do you realize this morning, Christian, that you and I are to be thankful for all things? That's what the book says. I'm not thankful for sin. It happens in my life, but I'm thankful for what sin can result in, namely my repentance and my getting close to God. I may not be thankful for the direct thing, but I can still, if I believe Romans 8:28, I still believe that God can take the bad and turn it into the good. Sunday school teacher one time asked the class, what do you got to be thankful for? One little boy stood up and said, I'm thankful for my glasses. Teacher said, do you mind explaining that? He said, why? Johnny, you know all of these jokes about kids, it's a Johnny, y'all understand that. Johnny, why are you thankful to the Lord for your glasses? He said, for two reasons. He said, they keep the boys from fighting me and they keep the girls from kissing me. Then a father one time ask his little girl if she would thank God for her new brother. He was surprised to hear her prayer. She said, "Thank you, dear God, for my new brother. I'm especially thankful that he was not twins like I heard the doctor say he might be." Give thanks in everything, in all circumstances. In every circumstance, no matter what or where, you can still thank God. Not for everything, maybe in the direct context, because again, how can we be thankful to God if we fall into sin? But you see, if we understand that even when we fail, we still can find mercy. We still can come to the Lord. We still can be forgiven. We don't sin that grace will abound. But when you think it through, though, there's more in life that we could be thankful for if we would realize, and some things do seem negative in their context. But we can still be thankful. Sometimes we don't know whether something is good or bad. But we can be thankful that God is working for our good in everything. Thanksgiving is a natural response to a great and a good God who cares and provides. Thanksgiving should be the overflow from the life of a Christian. It should be the natural part of a Christian's prayer. How can we pray without giving thanks for what God has done? When we pray thanks, we must also live thanksgiving with our words and our actions. You can see I'm primarily addressing the Christian here this morning. But I want you to think about it this morning. Everything that you and I have, God gave us. All the blessings that we're enjoying, God gave us. We really don't have any room to boast when it comes to the graces that we have. God gave what we have. If we accomplish anything in this life, Jesus led us all the way. He saved us when we were a lonely, dejected sinner. But He clothed us in the righteousness of His Son. And He leads us along the way. And then when we step on Hallelujah Boulevard, we'll say, "Jesus led me all the way." He gets the full credit. Alex Haley, the author of Roots, had an unusual picture hanging on his office wall. It was a picture of a turtle on the top of a fence post. And someone asked Alex Haley, "Why that picture?" He said, "Here's the reason." He said, "Every time I write something significant, every time I read my words and think that they're wonderful and begin to feel proud of myself, I look at the turtle on the top of the fence post and remember that he didn't get there on his own. He had help. He had help. My friend, you and I didn't get here on our own. We didn't get into salvation on our own, and we're not going to get any progress spiritually on our own either. We need to be careful about this thing of negativism." Father one day was asking the blessing at the table with his little child listening on. Father began to thank God for the Thanksgiving meal. The father thanked God for the bountiful blessings. Then after the prayer was over, the father began to grumble about the hard times. He began to grumble about the food, how it didn't taste so good, and how it was cooked. And the little child interrupted and said, "Daddy, do you think God heard what you said when you prayed a little while ago?" "Certainly," the dad replied with confidence. Then the child said this. He said, "Did God hear you when you said what you said about how bad the food was?" And the father had to admit, yes, he did hear me. Yes, he did hear me. And then the child looked at his dad and said, "Then which did he believe? Which did he believe?" I just believe this morning. If God uses everything, to work together for good, then how can we not be thankful? When trials come and work for our spiritual maturity, we can even count it all joy when we fall into divers testings even. Paul said, being thankful is the thing to do. Being thankful. Always. Now, again, and I'm about through here this morning. The Bible says, giving thanks. Giving thanks. I don't see that as a holiday on November the 26th only. I don't see that as a one-time-a-year occasion. Giving thanks. It's not in the past tense. We thank God yesterday, but we thank Him today. We will thank Him tomorrow. Giving thanks. Continual action. Present tense. Present tense. Thanksgiving is every day. Holiday is every day. I'll be through shortly, but I heard of this illustration. An immigrant shopkeeper had a son that kept complaining all the time about his business. The shopkeeper said, who happened to be his son, he said, Dad, he said, I don't understand how you run the store. He said, you keep your accounts payable in a cigar box. Your accounts receivable are in a spindle. All of your cash is in the register. You never know where your profits are. The old shopkeeper responded. He said, when I arrived in this land, all I owed was a pair of pants I was wearing. Now your sister is an art teacher. Your brother is a doctor. You're a CPA. Your mother and I own a house and a car. And this little store. Then he looked at that, his son, he says, add all this up and subtract the pants, and you have the profit. You know what? When God saved our unworthy souls, if we went home on a thread, we'd still go home blessed. If we die in a pauper's grave as a Christian, we'll still go home blessed. You're far better off being a child with Christ in your heart than being a 90-year-old person Christless. Though you may own vast hoards of resources, though you may have real estate all over the land, and though you may be of robust health, you're far better off if you can look up towards heaven and you can say, Jesus is all to me. All to Jesus I surrender. If the theme of your life is redemption and the precious name of Christ is a master name, you're far blessed more than the wealthiest person that ever lived on the face of this earth. I'm telling you, my friend, Thanksgiving Day is every day for God's people. I believe on this service this morning, I'm thinking it might be a good time for the people of God in this congregation. Maybe you're here and maybe you haven't been quite as thoughtful and thankful of how the Lord is blessed. And I'll tell you, Thanksgiving is not said by a stuffed turkey, that's for sure. But what about an attitude of gratitude for a good and gracious God that's blessed us every single day of our life and already given us more than what we could ever deserve? I'll tell you, how did that turtle get to the top of that fence? Let's bow our heads in prayer.